Abuse at U.S.-run prisons in Iraq and Afghanistan is the subject of a report that was released today unexpectedly. The comprehensive report by the Army's Inspector General was presented before a hastily arranged Senate Armed Services Committee. The Army investigation found that the abuses were just isolated incidents. As NPR's Jackie Northam reports, many members of the committee found that hard to believe.
The investigation by the Army's Inspector General was initiated in February, not long after photographs of prisoner abuse were handed over to the military. Its focus was on the training and doctrine at the military's prisons in Iraq and Afghanistan. The investigation looked at the period from October 2001 to June this year and included more than 650 interviews with military personnel. Les Brownlee is the acting secretary of the Army.
Wow. The inspection revealed some deficiencies, shortfalls, and required adjustments. We were unable to identify system-wide failures that resulted in incidents of abuse.
Even so, Brownlee says the report makes some recommendations to improve detainee operations, such as a review of the relationship between military police and military intelligence. The investigation found that more than 50,000 people have been detained in Iraq and Afghanistan, and that so far there were a total of 94 cases of confirmed or alleged abuse. General Peter Shoemaker, Army Chief of Staff, says many soldiers accused of involvement in the abuse were reacting to a dangerous situation.
Most of the allegations of abuse that occurred at the point of capture were the result of actions by a soldier or soldiers who failed to maintain their self-discipline. Some were a reflex or impulse action on the part of the detainee or part of the soldier.
Many members of the committee did not buy that explanation. Some of the toughest questions posed to the Army officials came from Senator Carl Levin, the ranking Democrat on the committee. Levin asked Lieutenant General Paul Michalczyk, the author of the report, how he could find no systemic problems when other high-ranking officials had.
General Abizay told us a month ago, there are so many things out there that aren't right in the way that we operate for this war. This is a doctrinal problem. I'm just wondering how that statement of his squares with your testimony here.
General Michalczyk stuck to the party line.
We found that while there were problems, and there are problems in our doctrine, our organization, we found no direct linkage to each of those cases of abuse that we reviewed.
Levin shot back, asking Michalczyk about a February 2004 report by the International Committee of the Red Cross, or ICRC.
Several military intelligence officers confirmed to the ICRC that it was part of the military intelligence process to hold a person deprived of his liberty naked in a completely dark and empty cell for a prolonged period, to use inhumane and degrading treatment. And then they said these methods of physical and psychological coercion were used by the military intelligence in a systematic way.
Democratic Senator Jack Reed of Rhode Island said he was concerned about the depth of the investigation and that he couldn't believe the probe looked no higher than the brigade level.
You haven't looked at the responses of the chain of command to evident, explicit reports of abuse. And it seems to me that this is just, again, reinforcing the conclusion that there were five or six aberrant soldiers. And I don't think you've done the job that you have to do.
Alabama's Republican Senator Jeff Sessions said that these types of investigations were having an effect on operations.
And I heard on two different occasions that our soldiers are tentative in interrogations, that they feel like that if they violate some rule, that they're not real sure what that rule is, they might get prosecuted, be held up before some Senate committee to be second-guessed by people who are not in combat, not at risk, and that the level of intelligence has dropped off noticeably.
Still, the evident dissatisfaction with this Army report will likely increase the call for an independent commission to investigate operations at U.S.-run prisons overseas. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.